You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.
Keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Contrary to popular belief, we don't use only 10% of our brain. Well, most of us don't anyway. Remember Mythbusters? Great show. On October 27, 2010, the Mythbuster team took on this preconception using magnetoencephalography. Try saying that 10 times really fast. In layman's terms, MEG measures our noggin's magnetic fields, allowing healthcare providers to map brain function. Mythbusters found that we use as much as 35% of our brain power. Not bad for a TV show. Try getting that from The Bachelorette. Which brings us to the findings of Alex Soo-Jung Kim Pang, who authored the book Rest, Why You Get More Done When You Work Less. He's not advocating lying on the sofa watching reality TV. He suggests the most restorative kind of rest for your brain are the things that are active rather than passive. Pang recommends doing those things that really switch you off from a focused task, like going to the gym or for a long walk. Taking several breaks throughout the day will help you feel more energized and creative when you come back to work. Funny, he doesn't really address the question of how you get your work done if you're taking off for a brain break several times a day. We're all pretty familiar with this brain breaker. Take a tech break by switching off phones and laptops every now and then. And finally, Pang suggests taking regular vacations rather than longer ones, like roughly a week off for every quarter. Not sure how many bosses are going to be cool with that, but you'll figure something out. After all, you're using 35% of that big old brain of yours. I'm Cal Coat. Our first couple of spins come from two forthcoming but very promising new releases. Masso Danse from Les Amazons d'Afrique, produced by Jackknife Lee. Flaws is ready for its debut. But first, another fresh track from Suave Bruta by French-Colombian bassist and singer Ida Diaz. Have a listen to Sabana y Banano from World Beat Canada Radio.
Hoy me despertó de mi mamá, quiero ir. Y siento que si me levanto voy a morir. ¿Cómo voy a hacer a que espera el tiempo? ¿Pero por qué será que no obedece el cuerpo? Ay, me gritan las orejas. Y quiero ver mis ojeras. Solo a sacar un pie.
Yeah. corazón tenía mía la.
Bamako's Mamani Keita, along with an all-star cast of some of the finest voices in Africa, Les Amazons d'Afrique, produced by Jackknife Lee. I'm looking forward to hearing more from that album. And we started things off with Ida Diaz and Sabana y Banano. The new album is going to be called Suave Bruta, and I'm looking forward to hearing that one too. She's a very eclectic artist. Speaking of different, this one's made in Canada from Ritesh Das, who's the leader of the Toronto Tabla Ensemble with Biff Naked. Forgiveness of Trees, new from World Beat Canada Radio.
Let it wash your leaves before they all burn. before they all burn. Every raindrop is a tear that will fill the sea. Let it wash your leaves before they all burn. Every raindrop is a tear that will fill the sea. Let it wash your leaves before they all burn. Every raindrop is a tear that will fill the sea. Let it wash your leaves before they all burn.
Wildfire situation that we've suffered here in Canada. That is Forgiveness of Trees by Ritesh Das and Biff Naked. Coming up, Adam Shake from the heart of our province in Nelson, British Columbia. Dancing Dubs is on deck. This is World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Coat. Blackjacks from South Africa, Johannesburg, and Mega Mali Mansa Musa. Before that, Adam Shake and Dancing Dubs. This is new for Sammy Galibi. He's from Morocco, also has Algerian heritage, and he puts the bounce in the rye and the shabby music with Dakshi Hani from World Beat Canada Radio.
Where you are? Sammy Galibi Adam. You're gonna guilty.
Which brings us to our touch of the familiar. Back in the late 60s, we also had troubling times, and the Beatles responded with an anthem called All You Need Is Love. Blame for Change is an interesting project. What they have done is they provide an opportunity for artists all around the globe to participate in one song in real time using the magic of today's technology. So here you go. Here's Playing for Change with the Beatles. All You Need Is Love. And don't we all?
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.